Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my co-host Neto Man.
Yo, yo, Neto Man in the building, Smith Express, greatest show in the world. Tune in, strut.
Yo, today been hella dope. So far, a couple artists under the belt, but today's definitely special. Probably the first, if not the first, female artist, you know what I'm saying, to be interviewed on the Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Alana DeVille. What's popping, ma?
Yo, what up, y'all? This your girl, Miss Alana DeVille. Not your average rap bitch. Underground's most wanted. The lyrical assassin. What's good?
I see you. You got the crazy introduction. Let them know what it is early.
Talk your shit, huh?
You know.
On me. So, like, let's get straight into it. Who's some of your inspirations?
Oh man, inspirations go all the way from church music, all the way to ratchet rap music, all the way to shoot pop. You know, I like some Karen Clark, I like some Cardi B, I like some Missy Elliott, I love some Yonz, that old school Yonz. I like, you know, listen to some Kim, Trina. The list go on. There's so many people out here that, you know, inspired that, you know, if the list could go on and on.
I'm already knowing. That's dope. Just by hearing your inspirations, I already know you a dope artist.
Period.
For real.
Yeah, that playlist must be lit at home. Artists you just named.
Hey, no cap though. Hey, being a female artist though, like I swear, if the females would have collaborated more, man, it would have been hella crazy. If Foxy and Kim would have did a joint album, and Missy. Hey, that's real shit.
Right. Yeah, Nicki had a came in and did a track with Lil' Kim or something. You know,
That would have been dope.
They all that extra beefing and stuff, they could have just put it together and it would have been like it is now already.
They more competitive than the men.
Real shit. So like, hey, what do you got going on at this very moment? I hear you out there working.
Hey, you know, it's always something cooking up. Recently, I just did a scene in somebody's in a short movie, about 45 minute little karate joint. I ain't gonna speak too much on it, but it's like a little, you know, Bruce Leroy type Last Dragon joint.
Hey, go crazy.
Hell yeah. On the music side, you know, definitely working on the album right now. My single will be dropping after the new year, so y'all gotta wait on that. Freestyle's been dropping them back to back on IG, so make sure y'all follow me. I just dropped one to ASAP Ferg, Move Your Hips.
Okay,
featuring Nicki, and I got another one coming up soon, so y'all make sure y'all follow me on all social media so y'all don't miss none of that.
Okay, I see you. So, I see you done branched off besides the music. Is there anything else you got your hands tied into?
Make sure y'all follow the clothing line. We got Slug and Apparel popping off. That was based off a single that I dropped in 2017. I was like, hey, throw the smack the name on his shirt. And then next thing you know, it was a whole clothing line. So, you know, make sure y'all follow my Slug and Apparel Instagram, as well as my website, www.alanadeville.com, and go buy some merch. Y'all could also buy some merch from my label, BMG, on that same site, and rep the brand, you know, that brought you Alana DeVille.
Okay.
And I got a lot of hotties on my timeline, but I see a lot of them wearing the slugging apparel, so you definitely out there doing your thing.
Period. Yeah. I keep hearing that every time somebody try to slide in somebody DM, they be like, you know, this girl slid in my DM today, and I went on her page and she had on the slugging shirt. And you know, somebody told me that they seen somebody at the protest in the slugging shirt. I just want to say it wasn't me, because that person was looting, but it wasn't me. But you know, shout out to whoever, you know, got them a five finger discount. You know, not at, you know, none of the black people shops expenses or any none of the black owned business. But anyway, shout out to you for supporting Slug and Apparel. You know what I'm saying? And out here protesting. Shit.
Hey, that's real shit. I definitely honor you for real. We need more females out there like that.
She grinding. She grind hard.
Real shit.
Shit lit. Yep.
That's what. So you got a release date or exact name for your album?
No, I don't. Right now, it is untitled. It's very close to being done, but it is untitled right now, and I am not going to drop the name of the single yet. But it's coming soon, so make sure y'all follow my IG so y'all can see when it drops. Okay. It's gonna be crazy. I got a nice little feature on it from a young lady, female rapper out in Cali named Bonnie Dollars.
Okay, so Bonnie Dollars.
Look forward to that coming soon. Bonnie Dollars. I got a lot of crazy features coming up. I got that one. I got a feature coming up with Sasha Go Hard.
That's gonna be lit.
Yeah, I got another feature coming up with B-Lo Do or Die. We did a track already. We did a couple, but we got another one coming up. Okay.
Yeah, and I heard that longevity. That's hot. You featuring B-Lo. Shout out to Young Goku on the beat. My producer Young Goku dropping them hits.
Yeah, shout out Goku. Shout out King Goku out here dropping them crazy ass beats. I definitely got another track from him that's about to be on the upcoming album. That song is fucking nuts too. I gotta say that damn near every beat I got from Goku been like fucking nuts. It's been crazy. So
We just recorded some shit. He gonna lace a beat over too, and it's like, man, the shit crazy. He out there working. So shout out
Trying
Goku.
Trying to tell you, yeah. So, yeah, make sure y'all get it. Goku for the beats. I got a host of other engineers out here as well that, you know, do my beats. But, you know, since we on the subject, make sure y'all follow him as well. So,
real shit. Shout out Goku. You feel me?
Real talk.
So since you say you collaborate with a lot of people, do you have any dream collaborations?
I do got a few dream collaborations. So actually a couple weekends ago I did do a special appearance in a music video called Smoke with Lucci V. Bad Girls Club, aka Erica. She'll be on Bad Girls Club again. But anyway, I hope to do a feature with her in the future. Right now, you know, I kind of am wanting to do a lot of features with a lot of underground artists and things of that nature. Yes, a lot of mainstream artists I want to work with as well. But, you know, shit, I try to work with my people in my circles for now. But definitely looking to do some more music with some more female artists. Pretty much whoever's hot at the time, you know. To be honest with you, shit, Mulatto go crazy.
Oh yeah, shout out to Mulatto, man.
Mulatto go crazy. Meg go crazy. Shit, Sweetie go crazy. All of them, you know, all the female rappers out here. It's a lot of gal rappers out here that's doing their thing too, but the females been really shutting it down.
They've been representing lately.
Yeah. They been cutting the fuck up. Like, that's all I hear on the radio these days.
For real.
Hey, Trina, I definitely do a track with Trina. You know what I'm saying? The baddie.
That's what's up.
The Diamond Princess. Hell yeah. Shit. I can drop names all day of people I like to do a song with. Elliot, that damn it.
Yo, hey, that's real talk. So, hey, in your opinion, who's your top five female rappers of all time?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Shit. That's really hard. Because, I mean, it depends on if you're talking about underground or mainstream. Because, you know, 3D Nati is cold. Mia X, cold.
Shout out Mia X.
Shout out Mia X. Let me think, who else? I used to love Eve. Oh my God, I'm not gonna say she in my top five, but she raw as fuck. I think I'm gonna go ahead and add Nikki, only because she been in the game for so long. I just gotta add her to it because, you know, I think that homage should be paid to her. And
her work ethic is crazy.
Bananas.
It's nuts. It's crazy. Like, for a while, I mean, you know.
And she never won a Grammy.
Yeah, never won a Grammy. Like, for a while, I was just like, you know, when you gonna come back out, Nikki? And then all of a sudden, she hit us with it. I was like, okay. Period.
Man, hey, she low key one of the most influential female rappers of all time.
When she came out,
every female had to have bangs.
Yep.
True.
Every female.
Yep. Color hair, outfits.
Asbestos. Yep.
When she came out, everybody went and got the bang.
I saw it, guys.
They all went and got the bang.
Shout out to the bang.
Is Missy Elliott in your top five?
Missy Elliott definitely in my top five.
That's what's up. Hey,
Missy Elliott, she cuckold ass. And she sing too? Come on,
man. She dope. I think that's a dope collaboration right there.
That would be hot. Missy,
no lie.
Let's make it happen.
Missy, you hear us. Quit playing before you
beat
your ass.
I need to make a list because I got to put Shauna on my list and me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out Shauna.
Shout out Shauna.
You like the Brett?
Oh, yeah, I love the Brett. She raw as fuck, too.
Man. Shout out the Brett. Westside? 6044. She shouted out her zip code in every track.
Every song.
She reps so hard. She reps Chicago so hard.
Yeah. Her whole style is just Chicago. But I mean, I've been getting that a lot lately too. They be like, man, your whole style is got a whole Chicago vibe to it. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I hope that's a good thing.
That's what's up. So we see you acting, you know what I'm saying? Yep. You got your clothing line, Diddy, a young entrepreneur. I see you.
You know? Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, can I please get a favor from you?
What's that?
Hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing man been telling me a lot of great things about you. Say you got heat, you got bars. Can I hear Hot 16, that one of the dopest verses you ever wrote?
Give us a verse or something.
A Hot 16. All right. Okay. I could do that. All right. Yo, I'm a bad bitch. I'm a savage. It's Alana D, not your average. If it ain't by the check, don't shoot me a text. Can't even give me neck. How could you forget? Money, power, and respect. On to the next. Bag, no excuse. Point me to the loop. I'm on these bitches' radar. Give a fuck about a hater. Thumbing through a check's back door like a baker. He wanna kiss it first. I need the paper. Wait for the deposit. I might call you later. I think that was 16, so I'm gonna stop there because
now you can keep going.
I can talk y'all ears off with the bars. Okay,
talk your shit. There you go.
You know who you put me in mind of for real, and you I don't think you mentioned her.
Oh.
Gangsta Boo.
Gangsta Boo.
She dope. She got a little classy ghetto ratchet to her.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Gangsta Boo. She's so hard. 36 Mafia. Lachette went hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know who I never really heard from that people give props to?
Who?
Jackie O.
Yeah. I mean, her too. They a lot of people don't give her props, but it's a lot of people who don't. Like, Rod Digger don't really get her props either. Yeah. You know, she nice on the mic.
Oh yeah, Rod Digger nice. What's it called? I'm on Vita. Charlie Baltimore. I fuck with Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie Baltimore. I too.
She snap.
Yeah, she lit. I think you mentioned Foxy Brown earlier.
Yeah. How you feel about Kaya?
Kaya, my neck.
Hey.
My bag.
Hey, that shit had that song came out like 2002, I believe.
Oh yeah.
That whole summer was hers.
It was, but you know, people are still sampling that song. Like, I could go on YouTube and Spotify playlist and I hear remixes and remakes and samples of that song all over the place. Mm-hmm. I heard a white boy sing that song, okay, with a guitar.
Damn. My neck, my back.
That's exactly how it sounded. He's like, right now, get good. Suck this. You see this?
Wow.
With the guitar, or the acoustic guitar, shit was nuts.
But, yeah, that shit crazy.
I'd be pretty flattered about that one.
Man, yeah. That's crazy. I mean, but with the list go on and on. You know what I'm saying? With female artists, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy how competitive they are amongst each other.
Yeah. You know, lately I've been seeing a lot of female rappers more so link up. I noticed that media tends to constantly try to make it a split within female rappers and try to put them against each other. Like, you gonna let her... She killing Nicki. She killing Cardi. Well, why do we gotta be somebody gotta kill somebody? Why it can't be, she need to do a song with Nicki Minaj. She raw. She need to do a song with Cardi, Meg, or, you know, whoever is out. You know, because it's a bad bitch link up. Bad bitch
link-ups
is crazy.
That's real shit. Hey, and if they would have collaborated more, I think it would have been more females with Grammys and awards. And
not just Lauryn Hill, old greedy ass.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Get in the game and just close the door behind you. I'm like, damn, so can't nobody else get us on the radio? She snapped.
I'll nap your head ass. No, I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing. Shout out Lauryn Hill, though. I'll fuck around and be canceled.
Lauryn Hill, let's not talk about Lauryn Hill today. I'm also not gonna make any comments on her. I'm gonna change the subject, but she had some nice songs, okay? I'm gonna leave it at that. Yeah. She had a nice voice.
She was alright. Like, to me, like that's one I don't know what it is people saw in her. It's like she's not dope to me.
Oh man.
She's not dope.
Oh man.
That's one. You know, I think Missy better.
I second that. But see, the difference between Lauryn Hill and Missy Elliott is that Lauryn Hill is a rapper / singer. Missy Elliott is an artist.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill, I don't know if this is true, but from what I heard is that, you know, most of her music was written for her. And
damn.
I heard that it was written for her, but then again, you know, you never know. It could be rumors, so I ain't gonna even disrespect her like that, because she done definitely made her mark in the game. So shout out to Lil Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get canceled.
I swear to God, people be in your inbox early
disrespecting the queen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna leave it at that.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Man. But it's definitely an honor, though, to have you on my show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. Shit, Solana D. Shit.
Solana D. Real shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out iHeartRadio. Shout out Spotify. Shout out TuneIn Radio.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The show, the episode, you know what I'm saying, going to be all over there. You feel me?
Hopefully you break us into the top 100, huh? We up there.
Hey, I hope so.
I swear to God, go crazy. Real shit.
Well, all my music is on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play, and all of them places where y'all podcasts are playing.
Go stream Alana DeVille right now.
Go check that slugging, the anthem. Check out that slugging apparel that she got, masks and everything.
Hey, where can they go about getting your apparel?
So y'all can visit my IG.
Okay, IG.
Slugging apparel, or you could just go ahead and go to my website, www.alanadeville.com, and right up on the site, you're going to see Slugging Apparel as one of the drop down tabs. Go in and slide in and, you know, order what you like. And, you know, if that's too hard for you, you know, you could always just slide in my DM. I'll place the order myself for you and get it ordered. You can cash at me. You know, we can make this real easy. I'm just about, you know, getting my products out here to the people.
That's what's up. Check the website out. It's stamped and approved.
Slugging Apparel, slugging.
AlanaDeVille.com.
Alana.
Uh-huh. Man, shout out to all the female artists out there that's doing their thing, underground, mainstream. You feel me? Hey, it's a lot. Trust me, it's a lot. And I'm pretty sure we forgot some names.
Shout out to all the bad bitches in the world.
I swear to God. Hey, you know who else was dope?
Oh.
The women from Crime Mob.
Oh,
Yeah. Hey, they was.
Oh, yeah, them women from Grandma.
Princess and Diamond.
They both were. Yeah,
Princess and Diamond. Yeah. And also, we didn't mention Ebony Eyes from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, shout out. Oh, yeah.
We didn't mention her. So, no, I mean, you know, it's so many names that, you know, need to be dropped that, you know, unfortunately they can't be dropped. And then as well as a lot of people I should probably shout out and hadn't mentioned, but you know, hey
real
talk, so much time.
Hey, oh man, I'm already knowing Dej Loaf was dope too though.
Yeah, she was. You know what, she still is doing music, but I believe that she more so into like pop now, into the pop realm.
Oh wow, I didn't even know that.
They're making that money so, going to pop.
Because I be hearing her on like B96s and stuff like that, and at the gym on stuff I never heard before that sound real pop type ish. Oh. So yeah, I believe she's still out here doing the thing. So
shout out to the D.
Shout out to the D. From the D.
Right, no homo.
Yeah. you shout out to D.
Shout out.
Right, hey, I'll fuck around.
Let's just say Dej. Let's just say Dej.
Yeah. Hey, real shit. Shout out to the whole Detroit.
Man.
Well, the show take that out of context. Smith just shouted out.
Smith shouting out to D.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
man, that's dope. Hey, we definitely gonna link up though, get this shit popping.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor for real.
Yes.
I appreciate you, for sure.
Man, like shit, good interview. Basically, touch all subjects, and thank you for blessing us with that 16.
Real shit.
No problem, if we had somebody come up here and spit something for us, but yeah, thank you.
No problem. It's all good.
Real shit. Hey, so you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna keep you out too long. But hey, well, one thing before you dip though, for those that's tuning in to this interview, is there any inspirational words you got that, for those that might be wanting to get in the game?
Just do it because you love it at the end of the day, okay? That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be rough days, long nights, backstabbers, bad traffic, rap game crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Rap game crazy, but you know, shit, at the end of the day, if you got a passion for it, if you love it, just stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna have the same path with music. Everybody's story is gonna be different. You know what I'm saying? You know, every time I feel like I need a little extra inspiration, or I feel a little discouraged, I just go watch Dolemite or someone, James Brown or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Five Heartbeats, The Temptations, the Tina Turner movie. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
Rocket Man and shit. Elton John.
Real talk. Hey, I'll watch that and that Rhapsody movie.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that Elton John story, crazy.
Oh,
I still haven't seen that one, but
I'm about to watch that.
Gee,
I have to watch it again.
Hey, no cap.
We all going to have to get a Netflix night one night and just get it popping.
Hey, look, no cap. Hey, I was just about to bring up a part in that movie that shocked me. But I'm gonna let Nothing Man see it first, cause I know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. I know he gonna be jaw dropping, fainting everywhere, and all that.
I swear to God, you really are, because I mean, when I seen that movie, I was like, whoa, I didn't expect any of that.
I swear to God, but hey, you know what I'm saying. He dope in his own rights, though.
Yeah, you definitely is.
But hey, but that Rhapsody movie tight too though. I didn't even know there was them that made some of them songs that I fuck with.
Oh yeah, definitely, me too. I mean, a lot of that stuff is kind of a little before our time, lot.
But we heard a lot from our older people though.
Or being at work, being at jobs, they be playing shit.
That elevator music.
Yeah.
We will rock you.
Johnny,
you're
a young boy.
I swear to God, they snapped. They snapped on that one.
Yeah, that song definitely slept on, but it's
lit.
You know,
that We Are the Champions is from them.
Yeah,
I seen. I was like, dang.
That shit was lit.
Shout out to the Rockefeller.
Oh, me. Hey, they owned that. Rockefeller snapped. They owned that song, though. Rockefeller killed it.
Damn. That's what's up, though. Shit cold.
Man.
They came for the hit. They had a hit.
Real shit.
Man. Kanye jumped on that shit. We are the champions. Spend a lot of time in Hattie. Do all the shit you can't be.
Hey.
Okay, I see that show shit,
huh, Joe? Yeah. I saw the guy. He just went hard. He said the ad libs and everything.
Yeah.
That's
his
shit. That's
the
one he practiced in the mirror, huh?
Go. Hey, Twista killed that too, though. Cameron killed it. Hey, Siegel snapped, though. I'm a Rockefeller. Oh, Rockefeller.
See,
I swear to God. Real shit, man. Them was the days, though, when music actually made sense.
Yeah.
Real shit.
It's a lot of ratchet shit going on right now, but you know what, Chris? I can't even lie to you. I like the ratchet shit too. It's fun. It's a fun time. So.
But no, hey, look, no, hey, but look, you know what I'm saying? But even on a serious note, little girls nowadays don't have nobody to look up to.
Well, I mean, it's some people to look up to. Look up to your mom, shit. Look up to your parents. You know,
the parents are little Cardi B's too.
Hey, shit, I mean, I can't speak on them, but, you know, it starts in the home at the end of the day. You know, they could look up to yachts and, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, underlying all of the stuff that everybody see negative about what female rappers rap about and how a lot of women act right now, it's a lot of empowerment that goes along with it, because for a long time women were, you know, told to be seen and not heard, don't speak your mind, don't talk like that. But to be frankly honest with you, and I'm not knocking no, you know, female rappers from back in the day, but you know, a lot of female rappers was rapping about fighting and gun violence and trying to keep up with the men, and they were trying to rap about the same stuff they was rapping about, when really, I mean, how cute is that to be like, oh, you know, we rapping about gun violence and gang, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit. Hey, that's just, hey, Kim definitely broke the mold when she...
She did. And let me tell you, when Drill came to Chicago, we was all gang. We was in the club, we was gang, this and that, and it was, you know what I'm saying, we wasn't twerking, it wasn't no dancing, and guys started to get irritated with that shit. They were like, man, y'all don't even dance in the club no more. Y'all just hop around and throw up gang signs.
I swear to God.
But that was the only music that was playing. That was all that was out, and the female rappers that was out was rapping about the same thing, unless it was Nicki Minaj. So now that we got, you know, a little more freedom to move around and talk about dancing and shopping and twerking and maybe finessing somebody, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, okay, yeah, maybe it is a couple of negative things in there, but the men have a lot of negative stuff in their music too. I grew up on juke music, you know what I'm saying? It was dirty hoe, get on the floor, dirty hoe, get on the floor, shake, what's it? You know what I'm saying? So it's the same stuff. Now, the only difference is it's the female singing it instead of the guys, and they want to crucify us because we like, hell yeah, shake that shit. Shake, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on. And I know I keep throwing out random female rappers, but you know who's dope that we still didn't mention? Remy Ma.
Yeah.
Monster. She a monster.
I like Remy.
Remy a monster.
Gotta definitely mention her. She got the bars, so.
Real shit. Hey, her and Pap go hard.
Definitely do. Every time you mention another female rapper, I'm trying to, like, channel my whole brain and my lifespan to make sure I didn't forget nobody who's, like, super important.
Man.
Remy
Ma went hard. Erykah Badu, dope. Like, I know she ain't no hip-hop artist, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Man, it's so many. MC Light.
MC Light.
Salt and Pepper, dope.
Queen Latifah
go hard.
Yeah.
Crazy. She go crazy.
Hey, you know who else was dope? That Angie Martinez. She was dope for a moment.
Yeah, True.
Man, Emil. Emil was alright.
Yeah, she's alright.
Yeah, alright.
Vita was better.
Vita. Vita was better.
Who?
Vita from Murder Inc.
Vita. Okay, Vita. Yeah.
She said Vita thighs only divide when. Her and Ja was a nice combo.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. For sure. It's so many.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Lady Luck is dope too, you know.
Lady Luck went hard, yeah. Remy Ma ate her up though in the battle though, but yeah, Lady Luck go hard.
Don't forget the Lady of Rage.
Oh yeah, Lady of Rage.
Afro don't forget Puff, Lady of Rage.
I walk rough and tough with my Afro.
Get my Afro Puff.
Hey, but that shit crazy. Man, who else was out there? Who was Salt and Pepper's competition back then?
Nobody really, not back
nobody.
Then.
Nobody,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Roxanne.
Shantae, shit.
Roxanne.
Real shit. But, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, let me ask you this, though. You know what I'm saying? In your opinion, as a female, you know they doing the verses, right? Them verses things where people go against each other hit for hit.
Okay.
In your opinion, who you think is better? TLC or Destiny's Child?
I'm more of Destiny's Child.
Hey, but TLC got hits though.
TLC do got hits, but I was more of a Destiny's Child girl. I ain't gonna lie to you.
The scrub is a guy that can't.
Don't forget Bootylicious, okay?
Bootylicious.
But I'm in Red Light District though. Waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
He said Red Light District. No. He's Red Light Special.
Oh, Red Light Special?
I'm like, you talking about Ludacris?
I swear to God. Hey, well, whatever. Red Light Something. Red Light Thoughts. No, what's to call them? TLC got their fair share of hits, though.
They do. And I creak. Yeah.
I swear to God.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of nice ones. I'm still rolling with DC.
Oh, yeah, DC snapped, though. That question, tell me what you think about me.
Hey, I hear you. I hear you.
You feel me?
Hey. Yes. You be saying, no.
I swear to God.
Say my name.
Oh, yeah. That Bills. Bugaboo. Yes.
You know that shit catered to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, catered to went hard.
I'm a winner.
And that one song, he was talking about wearing a guy's t-shirt or something like that.
Oh,
yeah. And remember when they did Cater to You on stage that one time and they brought the people up on stage?
And they had Michelle do Magic Johnson and shit. They always doing Michelle dirty.
Oh, my God. Michelle did herself dirty with them slow-ass dance moves she was doing, okay?
She done fell off the stage a couple of times. She done fell. You see when she fell off the stage in 106 in Park?
Damn.
No. Wait, yep. I saw that. Never mind.
And they kept walking?
Yes. I saw a whole clip of all of Michelle's fuck-ups in one. So, they showed every single clip back-to-back.
I'm going to live for that tonight. Shout out to Michelle.
Oh, my God.
Hey, she from Chicago.
She from Chicago.
Yeah, and she own a percentage of the Chicago Sky's women's basketball team.
Hey, as long as she's getting her money, that's all that really matter out here, okay?
Real shit. Hey, real talk, this definitely been a dope interview, though. But I think TLC better than Destiny Child, though.
I mean, that's, you know, that's opinion, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? It just all depends, you know what I'm saying, on where you at in life, you know,
But Destiny Child do got their fair share of hits, though. SWV was dope. Escape was dope.
Yeah.
Escape was dope, yep.
Man.
Shit. Weekend Knees. Shit.
What's them listen? SWV.
Yeah, SWV.
Yeah, I thought that was the group name, Weekend Knees. Like, damn, who is that? Damn.
Okay.
But
I need some
of that. Shout out to McDonald's Sprite. Shit.
I swear to God. Hey, that McDonald's Sprite go hard, G. That shit's brutal.
Hey, don't promote them too hard, y'all. They ain't paying y'all. Drop that.
We need that Illuminati money, McDonald's. Shit, holla at Smith Express.
Oh, Okay, I swear to God. Let me get a spot. Let me get a Mickey Ficky sponsorship.
Oh, me. Damn. Shout out to the Daily Doubles.
They fucked this man's order up and gave
shout
him a Mickey Double.
I swear to God. I'm finna call Al Sharpton. We finna come in here in March. I swear to God. Not to change the subject like that, but I'm surprised he's silent with all that's going on right now.
He's a puppet. That's why.
He ugly. No, I'm just lying.
He
look like an owl, don't he?
He do look like an owl.
He said a one, a two, a three.
Oh, my God. How many legs do it take to get to the center
roll
to see if a tootsie pop?
I swear to God. Look at those low rates. Eagle
just, man. Let's just hope that the reason he being silent is a good reason.
What happened? Like, what's the reason?
I don't know. I just said, let's just hope it is. I don't know. I was trying to.
I'm all concerned. Like, damn.
I was trying to give him the B of the D, the benefit of the doubt. Shit.
Damn, you keep putting out the D, fucking the D.
You keep talking about the D all night. What the hell?
The before
what's
the
on
D.
Your bird, Alana?
The B before the D.
Damn.
Damn. Y'all.
Before getting the D. Nah, I better stop for somebody in there twisting that.
Fucking sample your shit and make a whole YouTube song about it. Chris Smith shouting out the D. Shouts out to the D. Shouts out to the D. Shouts out to the D.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's real shit. Damn. But, Gene, man, shout out to all the beautiful females out there, though, man.
Shout out to all the bad bitches in the world, ugly ones, too.
Hey, no, hey, you know what's crazy is that, like, you remember in the 90s, the natural beauty, whether if you had a big ass or big titties, everything was natural. Not everything is made in Taiwan.
I was thinking about that today.
Or made by a dude
named
Taiwan.
Shit. Hey, look, huh? I ain't gonna knock it. I mean, if somebody wanna pay for man, you know what I'm saying? I'm more than welcome. You know, you more than welcome to, pay for mine. I'm all for it. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never gonna knock the little fake booties. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you get a good surgeon, okay?
On me, hey. Yeah, you fuck around and be on some Michael Jackson shit.
Instead of seeing Dr. Miami, yes. They see goddamn Dr. Harvey.
Lopsided booties, like, that's not going to be cute for grandma. I'm sorry.
You
You're
feel
not gonna
me?
Be a cute grandma with a lopsided ass booty. Sorry.
Real shit. I heard Janet Jackson got her pussy redone. No, I'm just playing.
Damn. No, damn. Y'all ain't going to cancel your ass for real.
That's a whole, hey, that was a whole vibe just now. I was like, damn.
Now you're on some old Missy Elliott gossip folk shit. Shout out to Missy Elliott. She fucked a zebra.
Hey, I swear to God, G. Hey.
I'm like, she got a wall reconstruction on. She got a lip cut back. Like, what is she?
She got a lips clip.
A lip clip and a wall reconstruction.
Damn. Hey, but that's crazy, though. Hey, but Queen Latifah, though, would probably had the biggest natural breasts on some hip-hop shit, though.
She definitely did. It wasn't nobody out here that had titties like that natural.
Her titties
were tittying.
Her titties were tittying hard as fuck. She was like, you and I, T.Y., who you calling a bitch?
Hey, I saw. Hey, low-key, hey, she was the cutest one on Living Single.
She really was.
No, I like the other bitch, the slow one. What's her name?
No, hell no. She was slow. Queen Latifah is the best looking one, hands down. I'm sorry.
Real shit. Hey, hey, she killed her role and set it off. She a dope actor.
Yes. You know what I was watching today? I was watching Taxi today. And I was like, you know, she's such a dope-ass actress. Oh, my God.
Really, hey, sure. Y'all remember that movie she was in with that white guy, and the white guy was like, you got me straight tripping, boo.
Got me twisted all up in the game. What I know movie what you're talking about. Bringing down the house. Because I probably done seen that movie about 32 times.
Hey, was like, what's that movie she tripping? Was in with Common?
Just Right. Last Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Just Christmas. Right. No, it was Just Right. You saw that before?
I know what you're talking about. When she was like about to die or some shit, and she started running it up.
Yeah, hey, what's that one movie she just came out with Jada Pinkett Smith and that other girl, Tiffany Haddish, and they was
the Girls Trip.
Yeah, Girls Trip. That was pretty decent.
I ain't watched watch that? What you doing even watching that, Chris? What's going on?
A movie is a movie. Don't judge me.
Hey, he be watching Breakfast at Tiffany's and shit.
Also, hey, Smith Lives Matter. Smith Lives Matter.
Oh my God.
Nah, but hey, Tiffany Haddish though is dope though. Like, I'm a fan of Tiffany Haddish. You don't like Tiffany?
I wanna be a fan of Tiffany.
I wanna be one too. I tried so hard.
But she the same character in every movie.
Basically.
On some Terrence Howard shit.
Oh my God, where y'all gonna come to Terrence Howard? That's my daddy.
He said, "What's up, man?"
Hey, man.
Nah, man.
Let's do this show, man.
I swear to God, he the same character, just different hairstyle.
What's wrong with y'all?
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
Y'all see that episode of Empire when they had it with the bogus ass dress, looking like a fucked up Larry Hoover?
G, oh, you finna get canceled again, G.
He was on Empire, she was some fake dress, looking like a fucked up Larry Hoover.
No, he's not.
Netha said something about Larry Hoover, not me.
I don't watch that show no more. Ever since Jesse Smollett shit happened, I don't.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm sorry. They lost me. I was like, what?
Hey, I ain't even gonna stunt. Hey, I believe dude from the beginning, like when he first kicked it off, I was feeling sad for Buddy.
I was like, dude, this is a fucked up time in the world.
I swear to God. Then all of a sudden, he playing around.
Right, and he didn't even defend himself when they said he was lying. He didn't say nothing. He just was like, okay.
My bad.
What's Buddy's name again? Juicy Smollett or something like that?
Smollett.
Wait, how you pronounce it?
Juicy Smollett.
No, it ain't Juicy.
Smollett, but that's what
you said, Buddy Juicy.
Call him Smollett.
Some shit like that.
Nah, hey.
I don't know.
Shout out to Juicy Smollett.
Hey, shout out Juicy.
Who is Juicy?
Juicy.
Joseph.
Y'all snap. Y'all snap. Damn. That's crazy, though, man. There's so much shit going on in this world today.
Man, a lot of fucked up shit and a lot of, you know, whatever shit.
Real shit. Who you voting for?
Who I'm voting for?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. TBD, to be honest with you, shit, because both of the candidates suck ass.
Yeah. Hey, who was that people put a meme out and a flies was on his head during his campaign?
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Buddy ass fucking dude he running against. I don't even know the dude's name. Shout out to the white folks. I don't know none of y'all names, but shout out to all y'all.
You said they all look alike.
Shit, maybe I'll vote Libertarian or some shit or a different.
You voting for Kanye?
Maybe. I don't know. I might have to write something in, shit.
Damn.
But you know what I'm saying? Everybody on the positive note, though, on real shit, though, like all jokes aside, make sure y'all go out and vote. Like, shit.
I'm voting for Master P.
Hey, whoever you vote for, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure you don't vote something that's going to default and it's going to end up being Buddy ass again. You know what I'm saying?
I'm voting for the blue M&M because if we could get this orange motherfucker in office, we could goddamn it vote for a blue M&M.
Period.
This is stupid. I'm voting for Arthur.
Yeah. Well, shit, I'm gonna vote for Doug then. Shit, I Doug for president because he got a lot of bright ass ideas. Shit,
he said, and I said, "Hey, what a wonderful kind of day."
Hey, duh.
hey, that be so dope.
Doug lives. Yeah. Doug lives matter.
Lives matters.
Real shit. Hey, they don't even make cartoons like that no more.
Nah.
Man, it's all good. The dog was giving him all his inspiration anyways. Pork chop.
Cartoons these days be like so like catered to kids with ADHD. It's like hard to sit there and really pay attention to the shit.
Shout out to the kids with ADHD. Nothing man said it. Not
shout
me.
Out, nah, shout out to Ritalin for getting y'all ass in check.
Real shit, but that's a real serious shit, though. It's crazy how so many kids that nowadays, it's more than ever, though.
Yeah.
There's more cases of that than ever
it's an
now.
Epidemic of the shit.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is.
Shout out to the women with big titties, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to the women with big titties. Shout out mental illness. Shout out shit. All that, whatever. Real shit.
Titties important.
Yes.
They are.
Titties are important.
Titties are beautiful.
Yep, small, large.
I'll take titties before ass any day.
Okay. All
right. We got Titty Man here. Shout out to the Titty Man.
Shout out Titty Man.
Titty Man Change. Records.
Oh, so that's how 2 Chainz came up with his name. He a Titty Man, huh?
Oh, yeah. He snapped, but he got away with it though.
Yeah,
Titty Boy. Why is his name Titty Boy? Okay.
Ain't nobody ever questioned him. He ain't never got dissed for it.
Nope.
Real shit.
Hey.
But hey, it's an honor though, for real.
Indeed, for sure.
Smith Express. Shouts out to Alana D. Cop Alana. That slugging apparel. Look for the single slugging. It's out there.
BMG, Beasley Music Group, slugging apparel, all AC.
Look for that longevity with B Lo from Do or Die, all that shit.
You got any more questions for?
No, not at all. It's been one.
Real shit.
BMG, shouts out to BMG Entertainment.
Yep. Shout out. BMG, Beastly Music Group. You know it.
Already. Definitely an honor.
Well, shit. Thanks so much, y'all, for having me on.
No problem. Definitely enjoyed it. You feel
Smith
me?
Smith Express.
Definitely enjoyed it. For real. All
right. Well, shit, let me head up out of here then.
All right. We got you.
All right,
y'all.
Yo, Alana DeVille, definitely a dope female artist. Go check her out. Definitely had a good time. Man, it's crazy. Back-to-back, double, you know what I'm saying? Interviews crazy, man. A good day today for interviews.
Yes, lovely day.
And she spit a hot 16. Salute. You feel me? Man. Hey, we out. Smith Express, Netto Man.
Struck.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Peace.